So you bring a snack to school or to work, and your friend sees you eating it. Must you offer your friend a piece to eat? The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Tes that you need to offer a waiter some of your food if the food has a good smell and is desirable to the waiter. Otherwise, says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be dangerous to the waiter. This is based on the Gemara in Ksuvos and a little bit in Chulin as well. The Shulchan Aruch adds, but it's a midas chasidus. It's very noble, noteworthy, to give the waiter a bit of any type of food. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this refers to even if it doesn't have a special desirable smell, because even, you know, refraining from food which, you know, you want, even if it doesn't have a desirable smell, can be a little bit dangerous as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, as well as other poskim, give a couple of caveats to this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, if the waiter is joining them, then the host doesn't have to offer him food because the waiter will eat himself afterwards. You don't have to offer him first. You know, he knows that he's going to get it afterwards. That's fine. The Bir Halacha says, and this is why we're not careful with this halacha nowadays, because in general, waiters that we hire, you know, have access to the same food afterwards. Either the host sets them up a plate, or they're going to eat, you know, they could take from the kitchen or wherever they're working, and therefore there's no need to offer the waiter food first. Now, separately, there is also a machlokas whether there's even any midas chasidus to give, you know, foods to the waiter when the waiter is hired on condition that he not receive the food. For example, if you hire a waiter and tell him, look, you are hired, but you can't eat here. So according to the Shla, and so I said it in Sefer Meir Oz, then, you know, the condition of tonight works, and, you know, the waiter can be, you know, you can stipulate with the waiter that he can't eat food. Now, the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah in Os Gimel disagree on this. You know, any Tanai does not work over here because it's something of danger, and Tanaim don't work by issue of danger. Now, that's a big discussion separately, whether you can make a Tanai about something which has Tsar, but, you know, that seems to be the issue between the Shua and the Mishnah Berurah. Now, how much food needs to be given to this waiter? So the Taz seems to interpret, at least the Magen Avraham, as saying that you need to give him cold sarko. You need to give him really anything that he needs to get him out of this, you know, dangerous situation. Magen Avraham, though, himself, according to the interpretation of the Mishnah Berurah, seems to say that it's davar muat. You know, he just needs something, you know, a little bit you need to give him, and that's sufficient. Now, what about other people? For example, we've been talking about a waiter. But let's say you have a friend sitting next to you. Must you give the friend as well? So the Bir Halacha says, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to limit it to a waiter, because Shulchan Aruch is clear we're talking about a shamash, this server, the Gemara, however, seems to extend it to anyone who's around you when you're eating. Now, says the Bir Halacha, perhaps the Shulchan Aruch agrees that it applies to anyone, so why did the Shulchan Aruch limit it to a shamash? Because that's the most common situation that you have a waiter involved, so that's, you know, that is why the Shulchan Aruch picked the case of the waiter, but really it would apply to anyone. Now, this, says the Bir Halacha, is the source of why, you know, every good Jewish mother offers a guest food. It's based on this halacha, because really the Gemara says you have to offer a waiter food because lest he get, hurt from this. He gets a disease by, he's in sakana. So too, any guest you ever have, you should really offer them food, says the Bir Halacha, and this is what our practice is. Now, the Meir Oz cites the Sefer Mil Tzedakah that says this halacha especially applies to giving food to young children, because it could be especially dangerous to children. I was thinking, based upon this, maybe it is a good idea to share your snack based on this halacha, but it's probably not directly, you know, obligatory from this Gemara and from this halacha, because again, it's not your house. It's, if you're in a school, public setting, you're not obligated to feed the other children, and you don't even have this concept of, you know, it's your food, now you have to share it with someone else, because I think this only applies in your house. And we'll see this in a second, a similar application. The Avnei Derech asks an interesting question, which is relevant for upcoming Asar B'Teves. If you have a big apartment building in Eretz Yisrael, where you could, you know, the walls are sometimes paper thin, and you cook in your apartment building on a fast day, are you allowed to cook in your apartment on a fast day? Because you're causing danger to the other inhabitants by them smelling your food, based on this halacha. Now, the Mishnah Yosef when the Amnei Derech asked him this question, says it's a good idea not to cook, more from a Musar perspective, not necessarily from this halacha perspective. But he asked this to the Sefer Berachos Reuven Shlomo, Reb Schlesinger, and he said, no, it's permitted based on our berhalacha, because the neighbors are not your guests. They're not in your house. And therefore, since they can make their own food, they're viewed as if they're like sitting at your table. And we said if the shamish, the waiter's sitting at your table, you don't have to offer him food beforehand because he's going to eat later on. So do those other people in the other apartments. They could make the same food that you're making, and therefore there is no need for you to refrain from having such a smell, or if you have a smell, to offering them because they have the same opportunity to get it. Based upon this, I was thinking, therefore, kids don't necessarily need to share their snacks with their friend because a friend could have the same, it's just like the apartment building. It's not their house. And also, the friend could also bring their own food, and therefore, you know, it may be a nice and noble thing to share your snack. I don't think you're obligated based under this halacha.